just before the Eid khutbah, the Eid Salah. Alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate over here to be joined by the Mayor of the City of Toronto, the Honourable Mr. John Tory. We're also joined here by our local councillor, Mr. John Burnside. And we're also joined here by the councillor of Ward 35, which is now has now been joined with our ward, Mrs. J. Robinson. It is very kind of them for joining us this early in the morning for our Eid al-Adha prayer. We extend our thanks to all of them on behalf of the Islamic Society of Toronto, and we thank them for coming here. And I'd now like to invite Mr. John Tory, inshallah, to the front to deliver a few words.
Assalamu alaikum, Eid Mubarak. I am very pleased to be here with Councillor John Burnside, and I think there are others coming this morning to celebrate this most important occasion with you, including Councillor Jay Robinson, including, I think, MP Rob Oliphant, and I believe maybe former Premier Kathleen Wynne. Why are we here? Well, we're here because this is one of the most important days on your calendar. We know that. And because this city does so well because we all learn to understand each other's special occasion and to celebrate them together. And to hear the words of the Imam this morning were so important because, you know, one of the areas in which we have to avoid the peer pressure you talked about is the, and I say that not so much about you, of course, but about other people in the city, is to avoid the peer pressure that sometimes comes from stereotyping and misunderstanding. And the more we learn, the more we come, including those of us in public office who are not of the Islamic faith, to learn about the celebration of Eid, which is no different than the celebration of Christmas for Christians or Rosh Hashanah for Jewish people or Khalsa Day for Sikh people. The more we can come and celebrate with you and learn of the acts of generosity that take place as part of Eid, as the Imam was also saying, the better it's going to be for us to learn from each other and to learn of some of the great principles that lie behind Islam, which are principles that all of us do share. When you go through these celebrations and the traditions that lie behind these faiths, you find a lot of common values that are shared by Torontonians. And so we're here to celebrate with you and to acknowledge our respect for your devotion to your faith. I'll just mention at the fire that I was at last night, the terrible fire downtown that left so many people homeless temporarily, some of the people were most concerned of all the things they could have been concerned about getting access to their clothing so they could be properly dressed to come to Eid prayers this morning. And so we made sure that was so important to them that they could get to their apartments and get their clothes. And just, again, it's another indication of the devotion to faith that people have. And so I just say that it is my privilege to be here with you today as the mayor of the City of Toronto. I wish you all Eid Mubarak, including to the sisters, to them as well. And that I look forward to being with you many times on many special occasions going forward here at this mosque. And I commend the Imam again for his words at this point. Thank you very much.